This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening. Going to be only with you till 10 o'clock. More on that. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. You can use your smartphone. You can use your Alexa speakers. You can use your tablet. You can use your cassette player, your Blu-ray, your Casio watch, whatever your device is, just download it on something. You'll be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show is to follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is producing the show on the other side of the glass. Day-Day is in the house at the D. Lewis for real. So with you till 10 o'clock tonight, then we'll hand it off to pre-match coverage, 10 o'clock pregame, 10:30 kick. Jason Longshore and Mike Conney, they are in L.A. as Atlanta United travels across the West Coast to take on LAFC. So here with you for 3 hours, or as every other show on this station besides Dukes and Bell calls it, normal. Well, actually, Steak and them would have to actually stay overtime for a three-hour show, but that's neither hot here nor there, huh? How's come we get long? A few weeks ago, we were doing a five-hour show in a closet. Anyway, let's get to some good news, okay? Let's start off with some good news, right? Braves last night, they come back after being down 4-1. They got the early lead off the Ozzy Albies homer, and then Elder gave up a couple of home runs. One to Pete Alonso. Did you see what Pete Alonso was mouthing off about? Throw that pitch again, throw that pitch again. He finished 1-for-4, had the big home run, obviously, but wasn't like he had a monster night or anything like that. But he hit a big two-run homer. Lindor hit a big two-run homer. They were up 4-1. Braves rally for 4 in the 6th and then get another run in the 8th inning and seal it 6-4, as really Marcell Ozuna was one of the spark plugs for that comeback. So with that, I gave Day-Day all of the correct information and everything like that. Day-Day, hit the music.
F the Mets, F the Mets, step right up and F the Mets. Bring the kiddies, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
You know what? I'm in such a good mood. Play that again, Day-Day.
F the Mets, F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring the kiddies, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
Doesn't that make you feel good? Did I ever tell you I hate the Mets?
Yeah.
Effing hate the Mets.
It's pretty evident.
I hate them. And look, I like Scherzer a lot. Scherzer's one of my favorite players in Major League Baseball. I'm a big Lindor fan. He came up with the Indians, okay? I mean, I'm a big fan of Lindor. But as soon as you put on that Mutz jersey, then you're all a-holes.
All bets out the window.
Yeah. You know what, Day-Day? I'm feeling so good. Hit the song one more time. Here we go. F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring the kiddies. Bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
I feel better now. I think we got that out of our system. We'll play that again at some point. So we'll be playing it all series long because I hate the Mets.
Have I told you that, Day-Day, that I hate the Mets?
Yeah, you kind of mentioned that. Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to be sure. I didn't know if I'd gotten that message across to everybody. Really good pitching matchup tonight. Max Scherzer and Charlie Morton, two grizzled old veterans. I mean, you got, what, a 40-year-old and a 38-year-old? Well, maybe they're both 40. Let me see about that. Scherzer's got to be about 40 himself, but obviously two grizzled old vets. You know, Scherzer's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Charlie Morton has had a really good career. Let's see here. Verlander's 40. Scherzer's only 38. Okay. So Morton's about 40. Scherzer's 38. But two guys that have had a lot of success for a long time in Major League Baseball. And, you know, Max Scherzer's done everything that there is to do in baseball, winning World Series, Cy Young's in both leagues. I think he was, wasn't he the MVP of the league at one time? Didn't Max Scherzer win an MVP award in the American League when he was with the Tigers? So, again, he's done everything in Major League Baseball. Let me see about that. Let me just make sure. I thought he won an MVP. Maybe it was just a Cy Young winner. But, obviously, he's had a monster career. What's he up to now? 3,241 strikeouts. You know, it used to be in Major League Baseball that when you struck out 3,000 guys, that was an automatic ticket to go to the Hall of Fame, right? That magical mark of 3,000 strikeouts. And Nolan Ryan ended up with like 7,000 or something ridiculous, whatever it is. But Scherzer's a Hall of Fame pitcher, certainly first ballot Hall of Famer. He's been one of the most dominant pitchers of this generation. But a really good matchup tonight. We'll see if Morton can keep the ball in the ballpark. You know, Elder was not able to keep the ball in the ballpark. He got away with it, and he found a way to get a victory because the offense kind of bailed him out. But he pitched 6 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, couple of walks, couple of homers, and 8 strikeouts. So hopefully Morton keeps the ball in the ballpark tonight. I mean, again, really the only time he's gotten in trouble here recently is when, you know, he gave up a couple of home runs, and obviously that was the issue for him last year. But he's really done a good job this year of cutting back on all of that. So, you know, we'll see if he can give them 6 or 7 innings tonight. We'd certainly like to see that as Morton gets the start on the mound. Your lineup tonight, Ronnie, Olson, Riley, Murphy, Rosario, Albies, Ozuna, Arcia, and Michael Harris, and then, of course, Charlie Morton on the mound. So we're going to talk to our buddy John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider. We'll talk a good bit about the Atlanta Braves and where they're at right now. But, you know, with what this lineup is doing, even the guys who are struggling right now, you know, Riley's kind of struggling. Michael Harris has had some struggles, but they're still doing good things. You know, Harris is still stealing bases, wreaking havoc on the base paths. He's drawing walks at a better rate than he did last year, while at the same time striking out less. Riley's still pounding the ball. I mean, again, it's an 800 OPS, and you feel like that's not a really good season for him. So we'll see what happens tonight, and we'll keep you up to date all the way up till pre-match coverage of Atlanta United and LAFC as that will get underway. 10 o'clock pregame, 10:30 kick. Jason Longshore and Mike Connie will have the call for all of that. NBA Finals resumes. When's the last time the NBA Finals played? February? Like when was the last game that they played? It was like over the weekend, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Like we've almost got our whole work week in.
Yeah, it's literally 2 days in between every game.
Yeah. Yeah. That speeds things up, doesn't it?
Right.
Anyway. Look, I think Miami's gonna win tonight at home. I think Miami's gonna win that game tonight. And if they do, I mean, look, we could be looking at a Miami championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, when they won the other night, I said all they need to do to, in my opinion, they just need to split these next two games. And I think if they split these next two games, they definitely put themselves in the driver's seat to pull off a series win.
So are they in the NBA Finals?
It's still 2-2, 1-1.
Is it real? Okay, yeah. So they changed that, didn't they?
Because, yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, because even though the earlier rounds were 2-2, 1-1, 1-1, the NBA Finals had stayed at 2-3-2.
Yeah, right.
Do you like the... I like the 2-3-2 myself.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I grew up on the 2-2, 1-1, 1-1 that I like. I don't mind.
How old are you?
I just turned 49. Love what?
Smokes.
2 weeks ago.
I grew up on 2-3-2 in every baseball basketball series in the history of mankind. I grew up with 2-3-2.
Yeah,
I mean, there was no such thing as 2-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 until about 10 years ago.
Now, I like the 2-1, the 2. I mean, the 2-3-2 was cool, but I didn't like it because I just felt like that gave too much of an advantage. Because I mean, think about it. If you're the lower seed, you just got to steal one of those first two games.
Yeah,
and I mean, then you're in a really good position.
It just feels like you can play the series a lot quicker, though.
Yeah. You don't have all the travel.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. But, you know, I just felt like that advantage that you got having those three games back to back at home, you just needed, like I said, if you steal one of those first two, you're in a good position.
Well, we got to say RIP to one of the legendary wrestling heels in history.
Yeah.
And look, I hated the Iron Sheik growing up. Yep. And I was... one of my five favorite tag teams still to this day is the U.S. Express.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Windham,
and
Mike Rotunda,
yep.
Captain Lou Albano managing, and they would take on the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff with classy Freddie Blassie in their corner, pencil neck geek. I mean, that was my childhood of, okay, let's get it on. And I would always get so disgusted when the Iron Sheik and Volkoff would cheat and they would win. But the Iron Sheik was a great heel. And
yeah,
look,
he was the best.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about his biography a few weeks ago. And I tweeted out, look, in my lifetime, there have not been many heels better. I'm speaking in my lifetime. There haven't been many heels better than what the Iron Sheik was. He could get people to hate him. And look, I'll give him credit that he was willing to be a transitional champion. Now, you know the story about the Sheik and Vern Gagne.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Vern Gagne offered, supposedly, this is a rumor and innuendo, but it's been talked about. Supposedly, the Iron Sheik was offered, I think it was $50,000 or $100,000 to break Hogan's leg when they met up in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
Vern Gagne did. You know, Vern Gagne, obviously, Hogan ditched Vern Gagne, AWA, and came to the WWWF, and he left him high and dry. That's where Hulkamania was. Like, Hulkamania didn't start in the – Hulkamania started in the AWA.
Right.
And he was coming out to Eye of the Tiger and all that good stuff. So he was offered a bounty to break Hogan's leg.
Wow.
Now, that's the story, is that – yeah. Now, he didn't take it, obviously, but and by the way, the Iron Sheik was a shooter. Like, he was a legitimate wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He coached.
Yeah, he coached.
Yeah, I think it was the 68 Olympic team. I think that he coached. So he was a legitimate badass, let's say it, tough guy, and was a shooter, and he could hook you. I mean, as they say in the business, you know, Jerry Briscoe, He could hook you. And he was offered a bounty to break Hogan's leg in that match in Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
By Vern Gagne. That's the rumor and innuendo. But he was a great heel, one of the best to ever do it. You hated him. Yep. I mean, and he really became a – he really did become a beloved figure. As is, and by the way, you know he won the WrestleMania 17 gimmick battle royal.
Right.
Remember they had Bruce Prichard, Jim Cornette, the Iron Sheik, Jim, and they had all these, you know, former, I think the Goon was in it. Bill Irwin, the Goon, he was in it. I mean, so they had all of these former gimmick wrestlers. And the reason that the Iron Sheik won, you know why he won? Because the Sheik could not take a bump over the top rope.
Because he was hurt. He was because he was of the injuries.
Yes,
and stuff.
He was in physical pain. He could not take a bump over the top rope and be eliminated. So they decided to let him win. That's why they decided to let him win. Yeah, I mean, so fabulous. But R.I.P. And by the way, too, we talked about this. I didn't realize until a few weeks ago that he was living in Fayetteville.
Right, yeah.
That he was living in Fayetteville. He's living down by Mike.
Yeah.
Down in Fayetteville, Georgia. I did not realize that. I didn't know that, but I didn't know that until just a few, when the biography came out, that it was like, wait a second, that's Atlanta, and that's Fayetteville. I mean, he was on the South Side, and he lived there for a long time on the South Side.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he came to WCW in what, 89, 90?
Yeah,
he got paid for 2 years, even though he only wrestled one.
Right.
Because they just forgot about him. They forgot that they were still paying. That he was paying the Iron Sheik in that second year, and they didn't realize his payroll was still on the books.
Did they ask for the money back?
No. He's got paid for another year. But they paid him for another year. I think Dusty was the booker back then or what have you.
I would love for that to happen
Dusty
to
or
me.
Ric Flair was the – yeah, I think he got like $250,000.
I would love that to happen to
Sheiky
me.
Baby. I stretch you. I put camel clutch – break your neck. All right. 404-726-0929. Let's have a discussion. What is the Falcons' weakest link? Player, position, philosophy, style, whatever you think it is, what is the Falcons' weakest link? 404-726-0929. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. Going to take you up till 10 o'clock tonight. Atlanta United action as they are in L.A. to take on LAFC. Pre-match at 10 o'clock, 10:30 kick. Jason Longshore and Mike Connie, they will have the call for all of it. So they will be on late tonight after us. So we'll lead you right into pregame coverage. All right, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I'm asking you what the Falcons' weakest link is, whether it's player, whether it's a position, whether it's a philosophy or execute, whatever it is, whatever you think is the weak link. I still have this hang-up about the idea of how much better can our pass rush be? How many sacks can we end up having? That, to me, is what the weakest link is.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I still have this fear that I don't know that we have that fire breather. You know, I would love to say Ebba Cady is going to break out. I would love to say Caden Ellis is going to break out. I think I know what Lorenzo Carter is. I know what Grady is. He's a really good pass rusher, but again, he's not an elite pass rusher. Nobody's Aaron Donald in the NFL as an interior defense lineman. Very few people are even Eric Armstead. I just don't know that we have those guys. You know, again, are we going to be 21 sacks, 19 sacks, 18 sacks, whatever it is, right? We've only had, 39 sacks last 2 years. 21 this past season, 18 the year before that. Are we going to be a 38 to 40 sack team, where we're legitimately a playoff-caliber defense? I don't know. I can't honestly say. I can't honestly say that I know that what we're going to be is a really good pass rush. Yeah, I mean, if we get to 27, 28 sacks, okay. I mean, that's better than 18 and 21. But that's not where NFL playoff defenses live. And we've gone through the whole litany of stats and metrics, and I've gone over and over and over all this a million different ways. And I have my concerns. I'm relying on guys that have either not stepped up previously, not been those fire breathers previously, guys that have had only one good season under their belt, guys that are maybe long in the tooth, and guys that haven't proven anything. And I'm relying on that to be a playoff caliber defense for it. So 404-726-0929. Let's go out to the phones. Let's grab Gerald out in Gwinnett. What's going on, Gerald?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
So I agree with you wholeheartedly. The obvious answer is a premier pass rusher, but I do want to take a different turn here. I believe the main thing that this Falcons team is missing are, like, bona fide studs that we are aware of. Right now, we're relying on everybody taking either a jump we're relying on young talent to perform year one, right? We, at the end of the day, yes, Bijan Robinson has all the intangibles. He had a great college career. We don't know. Like, he may be regular. You know, we have declining veterans that we don't know if they're going to be the same veteran that they've been in the past. And then we also have also, you know, those that we want to take that jump, right? Arnold Ebiketie, Troy Anderson, even Desmond Ridder. Right, the Falcon is just missing bona fide stars, right? Somebody who is somebody that we know what he's going to give us. We know he's going to be consistent with his talent. There's no kind of question mark beside him. That's what this team is missing. If the Falcons had one of those players on offense or defense, we would look at this team completely different. But everything is a question mark. Even Jesse Bates. We don't know if Jesse Bates is going to be the same Jesse Bates he was in Cincinnati, like really relying on question marks from this whole team.
And I don't disagree with you. And I'll even expand it further. I don't think we have enough studs at the key positions on a football team. Quarterback, offensive line, defensive line. We have a couple of studs. I mean, Chris Lindstrom's a stud. Chris Lindstrom is one of the best offensive lineman in the NFL, in the entirety of the NFL. Grady Jarrett is still a premier defensive presence. But we don't have enough of those guys. We don't have enough difference makers, right? I mean, again, we could talk about Kyle Pitts and this, that, and the other. Four things have to happen before Kyle Pitts can influence a game. And as of yet, I haven't seen Travis Kelce. He's a good player. He's done some good things. If you want to tell me that 1,026 yards in 17 games is something, you know, to get all excited about, I'll tell you, okay, it's led to 20 losses over the last 2 years. Again, I don't disagree. But I think it's stud players who influence the game at the most important positions. Quarterback, O-line, D-line. And that's why I talk about the pass rush. Do I think the pass rush is going to be better? It can't be much worse. I mean, it won't be worse than 2 years ago, right? Like, it can't literally, if we just trot a roster out there, it won't be worse than it was 2 years ago. You can literally trot whatever vagabond you want out to sack the quarterback. And I don't think that it could be a whole lot worse than even last year's team. And they've done improvements, you know, Onyemata. Right? I mean, Calais Campbell and Kay Nellis and, you know, all these guys, Lorenzo Carter, Bud Dupree. I mean, you know, again, we've got some players, but to your point, are they on the incline, decline, flat? Like, where are we? Is Bud Dupree a guy that's on the incline, not based upon what his career's been the last couple few years? He was a player a few years ago that, you know, was certainly, you know, a very capable, you know, top-end pass rusher. It's not been that way the last couple of years for him. Calais Campbell's getting to be 35, 36 years old, whatever it is. Is he going to play 60% of the snaps? It cost him at the end of the year because he couldn't stay healthy at the end of the year, right? I think he missed the playoff game for the Baltimore Ravens. Caden Ellis, he's a one-year wonder. Yeah, he got a chance to play and got a chance to start and he saw what he could do, but why was he a guy that for 3 years was just kind of languishing? It isn't like that the Saints don't want good defensive linemen or good defensive ends or good outside of, wasn't like the Saints weren't a premium organization on their defensive line of scrimmage. Or it was too crowded or whatever. So, you know, that's the thing is, you know, I hope we have more of those guys who can influence the game. You know, we talked about last night, Drew Dolman being a guy that was 13th, and I talked about this on my podcast this morning. I'm shocked. Is Drew Dolman a top half center in this league after 1 year that was mediocre? Okay. And you know, guys are like, well, I mean, he can be the, yeah, everybody can be that player. That's why you draft him. That's why you draft a guy so he could be that player, right? I mean, Matt Hennessy was what? Wasn't Matt Hennessy an academic All-American? He played for Jeff Collins at Temple. I had Jeff on the show when Hennessy was drafted. We talked to Jeff Collins. During the pandemic, I was home on a Saturday afternoon. I think it was maybe Hugh Douglas and I or somebody like that that was working on a Saturday, and I had Jeff Collins on. And we had Jeff Collins on, and we had Marlon Davidson, Gus Malzahn. I think wasn't that the year that we had Hennessy drafted? What's his name? I just lost his name, the kid from Auburn. Marlon Davidson. I had the two of the coach, the second round, you know, Gus Malzahn and Jeff Collins on to talk about those guys. So, I mean, again, he's a smart player and all this and the other. Matt Hennessy, Drew Dahlman, they're too light in the dumper. But surprised me that he was, you know, 13th, you know, rated the 13th best center in the NFL. But I still keep hearkening back to what's our pass rush going to be like. Right now, it feels like it's going to have to be pass rush by committee. And when I'm talking about committee, I'm not talking about the Eagles having four guys that have double-digit sacks, right? I'm not talking about Montez Sweat and Riddick and who's the guy that signed with Javon Hargrave. Now, I'm not talking about four guys that have 10 sacks apiece or more. I'm talking about committee of sacks. And maybe we can do it, you know, in waves. And by the way, I've said before, I don't believe in the idea of you get sacks from your secondary. You can't cover everybody that long in the NFL. If you can't get to the quarterback, you can't cover guys long enough in the NFL. Not when you have three, four, five players all running around in patterns and formations the way that offenses are in the NFL. It's not 1978 anymore, folks. It's not two wide receivers and maybe a tight end, maybe a running back that you have to account for, and nobody else. Nowadays, it's shotgun, five wide, huck it all over the field, short passes, screens, this, that. Can't cover everybody. Quick throws, quick slant. You know, I mean, all these things that are set up for the offense to thrive in. So I hearken back to, is it going to be a scenario where we're going to look up and say, gosh, we only had 27 sacks, that's better than 21, but was it enough? Was it enough to really make a difference? All right, when we come back, the golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Stan Autry, is going to join us as, obviously in the world of golf, the LIV, the PGA, all trying to come together, singing Kumbaya, and there's a lot of golfers not having it. We'll talk to Stan coming up next, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios. Going to take it till 10 o'clock tonight. Hand it off to Atlanta United coverage. Pre-game at pre-match at 10 o'clock, 10:30 kick. Atlanta United in L.A. to take on LAFC. Jason Longshore and Mike Conley will have the call for all of that. Braves underway. This is game number two. You know, we'll talk to John Heyman coming up here at 8:20 this evening, but you know, listen, good win last night for the Braves, kind of come from behind victory. Mets are off to a 1-0 lead as Morton has given up a run so far, a single. So it wasn't a home run, but Morton with an inning under his belt and a hit, a run, a couple of strikeouts and a walk, 30 pitches in that first inning. Max Scherzer gave up a hit but struck out the side on 16 pitches. In the first inning. So we're efforting Stan Autry, former golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, now the editor of Golf Georgia. So I'm trying to get him on the line to talk about this unification, if you will, of LIV, the PGA, and What is also, what is it? The what was the other organization? DP World Tour are all in agreement to unify. Whew. Now, if you don't know, by the way, the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, PIF for short, that's the group that is financing LIV Golf. They have six sitting down, everybody? Okay. They have, PIF has more than $600 billion in assets. More than $600 billion in assets. They'll be the leading investor in the yet-to-be-named new entity, and it will also become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and other international tours. And they write in this article on ESPN, quote, "For those who need a point of comparison, it was like Dusty Rhodes' girlfriend showing up on a on stage with Ric Flair at World Championship Wrestling in the 1980s and pledging her loyalty to the Nature Boy." Well, I mean, didn't we see that kind of with Scary Sherry and the Macho Man, and he'd gotten rid of Liz and all that? Anyway, so something like that. But or Alabama coach Nick Saban taking the Auburn job. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's all about the bread, the cash, the do-re-mi. I mean, let's not get this thing twisted. That's what this whole thing is about, is when you have a $600 billion entity. You notice how, and I'll we're going to get to a What's Bugging Chuckery coming up at 8:40, about an hour from now, but do you notice how the golfers were on one side and the guy who runs the PGA at the end of the day, Jay Monahan, all of a sudden was like, well, you know, they got some money and, you know, after, you know, not letting golfers play and they couldn't be in majors and this, that. Boy, that stance softened. You know, we had talked to our buddy Will Gray during the PGA Championship, and it was like, well, you know, they're going to start letting these guys play in the majors and things like that. Whereas they were fighting against it. You know, what is it that the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Well, I mean, they all became friends. And money talks and BS walks. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. That when you have that kind of asset and resources, all of a sudden, you don't become holier than thou. All of a sudden, you know, things are a little bit better on the other side of the street, right? And all this money that was being thrown around to these golfers that were on the LIV Tour, you know, was amazing. And there's a guy like Rory McIlroy, and we'll talk about him coming up What's Bugging Chuckery, but there's a guy like Rory McIlroy just hung out to dry. Jay Monahan doesn't care. We think Jay Monahan cares. They're going to get all kinds of cash infused into their organization. And we've talked with Will Gray about this, our golf guy, in the past. You know, once you get Tiger out of the way, the viewership for golf isn't all that great. I mean, there are tournaments here or there that draw big numbers, and there are events that get people excited to watch. But the week-in, week-out numbers are very pedestrian. Because if you don't have Tiger, and that's the other thing, is the star power. You know what'll make stars come out and play golf? Money. Monet, cash, bread, do, re, mi. That's what will make, that's the biggest motivator in this thing. You know what they should do? They should all get together with all this money that they're going to have infused and things like that, and they should have a closest to the money bag shot. Right, instead of on a par three, closest tee shot to the money bag wins the burlap sack full of cash. Not a flag. Not closest to the flag wins the pool, or what's it called? When you shoot it closest to the flagstick? But again, like closest to the money bag on a par three, whoever hits it the closest ends up getting the whole bag of money. That's what motivates guys. You'd have every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming out of the woods to line up for all of that. Put gazillions of dollars into a burlap sack, put it on the green, and said, okay, guys, closest to this wins this. Or a bag full of gold. That's the driving force in everything. It's always, again, to quote Joe Pesci in Casino, it's always about the dollars. It's always about the dollars. It's all about the dollars. Yeah. That's what it always is. It's always about the money in all of these ventures. And again, it's funny how everybody changed their tune so quickly. Now, some guys didn't. Some guys said, look, there are plenty of guys on the PGA Tour and Live Tour for that matter as well that have FU money. I mean, most of those guys, you know, probably have FU money. It's not like Rory that if he doesn't make another dollar for the rest of his life is going to be, you know, in some homeless shelter at a soup kitchen, or Phil Mickelson. You know, the only way Phil Mickelson would be at a soup kitchen is if he keeps gambling his money away. That'd be about the only way. But he probably makes so much more money than he gambles on that he can't even, his gambling count can't outspend what he makes. So, yeah. Again, you know, these guys have all this FU money and they just, they pile up more cash with it. But it is fascinating to see just the response. And I'll give Jay Monahan credit. The one thing that he was honest about was that this was not a popular decision. Now, duh, I mean, you could say, well, duh. Yeah, but guys in his position don't normally admit that. That conversations were heated. Conversations were contentious. There was, you know, near riots. And you know what I mean? Like things were not very smooth and hunky-dory when all this announcement was made. And he responded to that. Because a lot of those guys in those positions will be like, oh, yeah, everything's great. Right? The Kevin Bacon thing, you know? All is well. Remain calm. While the city's blowing up around him, right? Bombs bursting in the air and, you know, buildings crumbling to the ground and everything like that. Everything's great. Everything's fine. Remain calm. All is well, right? From Animal House. But, again, normally guys in Jay Monahan's position don't go to that length of, you know, talking about how they had a moment of honesty that, hey, things did not go well and there was not a good response to all of this and it was contentious and it was heated and, you know, it was, you know, over the top. But, you know, again, what do they care? All right? I mean, honestly, what do they care? That the money's all there. What difference does it make? They don't care about the idea of, you know, guys' feelings are hurt or this, that, and the other. It's a whole bunch of cash that's going to get infused in to the PGA organization or whatever they're going to call this thing, right? And again, you talk about the ultimate face-to-heel turn. The PGA was the ultimate babyface. Let's use another wrestling term. You know, they talked about Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. Let's use another. They were the ultimate babyface to stand up to Liv and say, look, you guys aren't going to play on our tours. Guys aren't going to play in our events. You're not going to get the FedEx points. You are not going to, you know, get prime television or anything like that. And they stood up to them, right? And then all of a sudden, it was, here's the Hulkster coming down to make the save, right? Team WCW to try to save his buddy, Macho Man Savage, even though they weren't really that great of friends, but we can pretend, right? Going down there to protect his buddy and help Sting and help Macho Man and, you know, help those guys fight the evil guys that are the invaders and stuff like that. And then what does he end up doing? He ends up going heel. He ends up siding with the invaders. And remember that Bash of the Beach 96 when he turned heel? The amount of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all the trash that there were so much cups and stuff like that thrown into the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those great moments where we never thought we would see Hulk Hogan become the bad guy. And then I think he was better as Hollywood Hogan than I mean, look, I was a Hulkamaniac because I was a Ute. I mean, I was a teenager when Hulkamania was running wild, right? So I was a Hulkamaniac. I was never, you know, I was never an Ultimate Warrior guy. I was a Hulkamaniac. But when he made that heel turn, that was like the ultimate. Well, this is what the PGA's done. They suckered you in. They acted like the baby face, right? And then, you know, when everybody else is protesting and things like that, they hit the forearm to the back of the head and knocked you down. And you realize that it was Austin shaking McMahon's hand at WrestleMania 17. It was Austin and Vince shaking hands with one another. That what was JR's call? Something about the devil.
When you shake hands with the devil, something.
He had that line about shaking hands with the devil. But yeah, and that's what it was. It was Austin and McMahon coming together. So crazy stuff. But you know, again, this is an interesting time in the world of golf, and they probably got to do some things to shake some things up and get more people to watch. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time for a Falcons flyover. Pro Football Focus has their top edge players ranked. Let me see if I can find all the Falcons on that list. Tucker in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you in the Kia Studios. Going to take it till 10 o'clock tonight. Hand it off to Atlanta United coverage. Pre-game at pre-match at 10 o'clock, 10:30 kick. Atlanta United in L.A. to take on LAFC. Jason Longshore and Mike Connie will have the call for all of that. Braves underway. This is game number two. We'll talk to John Heyman coming up here at 8:20 this evening. But, good win last night for the Braves. Kind of come from behind victory. Mets are off to a 1-0 lead as Morton has given up a run so far, a single. So it wasn't a home run, but Morton with an inning under his belt and a hit, a run, a couple of strikeouts and a walk, 30 pitches in that first inning. Max Scherzer gave up a hit but struck out the side on 16 pitches in the first inning. So we're efforting Stan Autry, former golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, now the editor of Golf Georgia. So I'm trying to get him on the line to talk about this unification, if you will, of LIV, the PGA, and what is also, what was the other organization? DP World Tour are all in agreement to unify. Whew. Now, if you don't know, by the way, the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, PIF for short, that's the group that is financing LIV Golf. They have PIF has more than $600 billion in assets. More than $600 billion in assets. They'll be the leading investor in the yet-to-be-named new entity, and it will also become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and other international tours. And they write in this article on ESPN, quote, "For those who need a point of comparison, it was like Dusty Rhodes' girlfriend showing up on stage with Ric Flair at World Championship Wrestling in the 1980s and pledging her loyalty to the Nature Boy." Well, I mean, didn't we see that kind of with Scary Sherry and the Macho Man, and he'd gotten rid of Liz and all that? Anyway, so something like that. But or Alabama coach Nick Saban taking the Auburn job. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's all about the bread, the cash, the do-re-mi. I mean, let's not get this thing twisted. That's what this whole thing is about, is when you have a $600 billion entity. You notice how, we're going to get to a What's Bugging Chuckery coming up at 8:40, about an hour from now. But do you notice how the golfers were on one side and the guy who runs the PGA at the end of the day, Jay Monahan, all of a sudden was like, well, you know, they got some money and, you know, after, you know, not letting golfers play and they couldn't be in majors and this, that. Boy, that stance softened. You know, we had talked to our buddy Will Gray during the PGA Championship, and it was like, well, you know, they're going to start letting these guys play in the majors and things like that. Whereas they were fighting against it. You know, what is it that the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Well, I mean, they all became friends. And money talks and BS walks. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. That when you have that kind of asset and resources, all of a sudden you don't become holier than thou. All of a sudden, you know, things are a little bit better on the other side of the street, right? And all this money that was being thrown around to these golfers that were on the LIV tours, you know, was amazing. And there's a guy like Rory McIlroy, and we'll talk about him coming up, What's Bugging Chuckery, but there's a guy like Rory McIlroy just hung out to dry. Jay Monahan doesn't care. What do you think Jay Monahan cares? They're going to get all kinds of cash infused into their organization. And we've talked with Will Gray about this, our golf guy, in the past. You know, once you get Tiger out of the way, the viewership for golf isn't all that great. I mean, there are tournaments here or there that draw big numbers, and there are events that get people excited to watch. But the week-in, week-out numbers are very pedestrian. Because if you don't have Tiger, and that's the other thing, is the star power. You know what'll make stars come out and play golf? Money. Monet, cash, bread, do, re, mi. That's what will make, that's the biggest motivator in this thing. You know what they should do? They should all get together with all this money that they're going to have infused and things like that, and they should have a closest to the money bag shot, right? Instead of on a par three, closest tee shot to the money bag wins the burlap sack full of cash. Not a flag, not closest to the flag wins the pool, or what's it called? What's it called when the when you shoot it closest to the flagstick? But again, like closest to the money bag on a par three, whoever hits it the closest ends up getting the whole bag of money. That's what motivate guys. You'd have every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming out of the woods to line up for all of that. Put gazillions of dollars into a burlap sack, put it on the green, and said, okay, guys, closest to this wins this. Or a bag full of gold. That's the driving force in everything. It's always, again, to quote Joe Pesci in Casino, it's always about the dollars. It's always about the dollars. It's all about the dollars. Yeah. That's what it always is. It's always about the money in all of these ventures. And again, it's funny how everybody changed their tune so quickly. Now, some guys didn't. Some guys said, look, there are plenty of guys on the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, for that matter, as well, that have FU money. I mean, most of those guys, you know, probably have FU money. It's not like Rory that if he doesn't make another dollar for the rest of his life is going to be, you know, in some homeless shelter at a soup kitchen, or Phil Mickelson. You know, the only way Phil Mickelson would be at a soup kitchen is if he keeps gambling his money away. That'd be about the only way. But he probably makes so much more money than he gambles on that he can't even, his gambling count can't outspend what he makes. So, yeah. Again, you know, these guys have all this FU money and they pile up more cash with it. But it is fascinating to see just the response. And I'll give Jay Monahan credit. The one thing that he was honest about was that this was not a popular decision. Now, duh, I mean, you could say, well, duh. Yeah, but guys in his position don't normally admit that. That conversations were heated. Conversations were contentious. There was, you know, near riots. And you know what I mean? Like things were not very smooth and hunky-dory when all this announcement was made. And he responded to that. Because a lot of those guys in those positions would be like, oh, yeah, everything's great. Right? The Kevin Bacon thing, you know? All is well. Remain calm. While the city's blowing up around him, right? Bombs bursting in the air and, you know, buildings crumbling to the ground and everything like that. Everything's great. Everything's fine. Remain calm. All is well, right? From Animal House. But, again, normally guys in Jay Monahan's position don't go to that length of, you know, talking about how they had a moment of honesty that, hey, things did not go well and there was not a good response to all of this and it was contentious and it was heated and, you know, it was, you know, over the top. But, you know, again, what do they care? All right? I mean, honestly, what do they care? That the money's all there. What difference does it make? They don't care about the idea of, you know, guys' feelings are hurt or this, that, and the other. It's a whole bunch of cash that's going to get infused in to the PGA organization or whatever they're going to call this thing, right? And again, you talk about the ultimate face-to-heel turn. The PGA was the ultimate baby face. Let's use another wrestling term. You know, they talked about Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. Let's use another. They were the ultimate baby face to stand up to LIV and say, look, you guys aren't going to play on our tours. Guys aren't going to play in our events. You're not going to get the FedEx points. You are not going to, you know, get prime television or anything like that. And they stood up to them, right? And then all of a sudden, it was, here's the Hulkster coming down to make the save, right? Team WCW to try to save his buddy, Macho Man Savage, even though they weren't really that great of friends, but we can pretend, right? Going down there to protect his buddy help, help Sting and help Macho Man and, you know, help those guys fight the evil guys that are the invaders and stuff like that. And then what does he end up doing? He ends up going heel. He ends up siding with the invaders. And remember that Bash of the Beach 96 when he turned heel? The amount of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all the trash that they
ended up, yeah.
There were so much cups and stuff like that thrown into the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those great moments where we never thought we would see Hulk Hogan become the bad guy. And then I think he was better as Hollywood Hogan than I mean, look, I was a Hulkamaniac because I was a ute. I mean, I was a teenager when Hulkamania was running wild, right? So I was a Hulkamaniac. I was never an Ultimate Warrior guy. I was a Hulkamaniac. But when he made that heel turn, that was like the ultimate. Well, this is what the PGA's done. They suckered you in. They acted like the baby face, right? And then, you know, when everybody else is protesting and things like that, they hit the forearm to the back of the head and knocked you down. And you realize that it was Austin shaking McMahon's hand at WrestleMania 17. It was Austin and Vince shaking hands with one another. That what was JR's call? Something about the devil.
When you shake hands with the devil, something.
He had that line about shaking hands with the devil. But yeah, and that's what it was. It was Austin and McMahon coming together. So crazy stuff. But again, this is an interesting time in the world of golf, and they probably got to do some things to shake some things up and get more people to watch. All right, when we get back from the top of the hour, it will be time for a Falcons flyover. Pro Football Focus has their top edge players ranked. Let me see if I can find all the Falcons on that list. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.